mother, who'd taken her first, George, almost four now, off her hands, and three more sisters who might do the same. A good crop of aunts, one uncle, still had her mother. She had all that luck and more. Good food, a husband in skilled work who didn't drink to excess, a fair, decent man who never hit her and never would. It was a blessing to have any kind of husband, Josephine pointed out. The war had swallowed so many of them up. She and Adeline, the only two sisters married out of five. Adeline and Albert were both fortunate. He to have been spared the trenches, she to be the one he selected, despite that she was 27 and rather quiet. She could add, multiply, and divide in her head. She spelled well and wrote neatly, worked hard, showed no signs of religion, gave herself no airs, did not crimp her hair or spend her time romancing. Albert Edward appreciated all that and told her so. It was the first time anyone had ever expressed an opinion about who Adeline was, so she didn't disagree. He talked too much for her comfort, but that was a small thing. He wanted a better kind of life and studied how to get it. He was in favour of rational choice. Far better, he said, to have one or two children with full stomachs than six wraiths in one bedroom, half-fed, always sick, and most of them ending up in tiny graves. Don't you agree, Adeline? Of course it made sense, though at the same time, wasn't it wrong to go against nature? Wrong, certainly, to talk so much about it. We must understand each other, he said. Was that what men and women did? Josephine's will never asked her opinion, hardly spoke. And surely it was better to have your children live and grow up to work in an office or even teach, yes. But she wished he would spare her the details of the means they'd use to limit their family's size. And did they have to be so strict on the number? Education was the key, and knowledge, power. Yes. Also, Albert said, there was strength in the understanding of numbers. Compound interest, especially. They saved every week, though in respect of Harry, numbers had let them down. I don't understand what went wrong, he said when they realized she was expecting. I've been very careful. He had everything written in a penny notebook. Her monthlies, when he'd let himself go. Day 8, well before your egg would be released, he said, bringing their doings in the darkness of the bedroom right there onto the kitchen table, where they surely did not belong. Still, the egg part put her in mind of chickens, and she laughed. Well, I didn't mean to be laying. Truth was, they'd done the same as the Catholics did. Plenty of them seemed to be making mistakes too. Perhaps some things couldn't be controlled, and maybe it was better that way. But she didn't say any of that because she had married him for better or for worse. We've money saved, but as for the future... The future was what made Adeline weep, though for the life of her she couldn't say why. Cheer up now, dear, Albert said, while she was still weepy and good for nothing. They sat in the room off the kitchen, finishing up the shepherd's pie Josie had brought. I promise you won't have to go through it again. And hearing that, Adeline, so very lucky as she knew she was, wept even harder, right into the food she was lucky to have.
So how's he going to make sure of that?
Josephine asked when Albert had gone to stand on the back step for his smoke.
Is he going to wear a raincoat in bed now?
Josie giggled and Adeline coloured right up.
We tried one of those, she whispered, leaned close. Smelled like matches. Awful.
She was too shy to mention the nasty look of the thing. The Paragon Sheath, it was called, washed and powdered in its box. Cost 2 and 6. Surely, Albert had said, this was a thing that could be, would be, must be improved upon.
I don't know what he's planning, and I don't want to. I hope he doesn't send me to that clinic that's opened up. I'd die. Will doesn't come in for any of that. Best just use a bit of self-control and take what comes.
Harry woke. He had a very persistent cry, would not be lulled. So she gathered him up, fed him, and wept some more.